this audio will be attempting to read the first canto of Dante's Inferno while a little bit occupied. So let's see how this goes. In the middle of his life, Dante has left the straightforward pathway and is lost in a dark forest. He tries to regain the path by climbing a mountain, but his way is barred by a leopard, a lion, and a she-wolf. Each creature represents a different sin. Virgil appears and offers to show him another way, one that leads through hell and purgatory. After that, a more worthy guide, Beatrice, will lead him to paradise. Virgil, as a pagan, is not allowed to go there. Dante gladly adopts Virgil as his leader. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Ah me, how a hard thing it is to say. What was this forest savage, rough and stern, which in the very thought renews the fear? So bitter is it, death is little more, but of the good to treat, which there I found. Speak well I of the other things I saw there. Cannot well repeat how there I entered, so full was I of slumber at the moment in which I had abandoned the true way. But after I had reached a mountain's foot, at that point where the valley terminated, which had with consternation pierced my heart, upward I looked, and I beheld its shoulders, vested already with that planet's rays, which leadeth others right by every road. Then was the fear a little quieted that in my heart's lake had endured throughout the night which I have passed so piteously. And even as he who with distressful breath forth issued from the sea upon the shore turns to the water perilous and gazes, so did my soul, that still was fleeing onward, turn itself back to re-behold the past which never yet a living person left. After my weary body I had rested, the way resumed I on the desert slope, so that the firm foot ever was the lower, and lo, almost where the ascent began, a panther, light and swift exceedingly, which with a spotted skin was covered over, and never moved she from before my face, and he rather did impede so much my way, that many times I to return had turned. The time was the beginning of the morning, and up the sun was mounting with the stars that with him were what time the love divine at first in motion set those beauteous things, so were to me occasion of good hope, the variegated skin of that wild beast, the hour of time and the delicious season, but not so much that did not give me fear, a lion's aspect which appeared to me. He seemed as if against me he were coming with head uplifted and with ravenous hunger, so that it seemed the air was afraid of him, and the she-wolf that with all hungering seemed to be laden in her meagerness, and many folk had cause to live forlorn. She brought upon me so much heaviness with the affright that from her aspect came, that I the hope relinquished of the height, and he is who willingly acquires, and the time comes that causes him to lose who weeps in all his thoughts and is despondent. Even such made me that beast without in peace, which coming on against me by degrees thrust me back thither, where the sun is silent, while I was rushing downward to the lowland before mine eyes, did one present himself who seemed from one continued silent horse. When I beheld him in the desert vast, have pity on me, unto him I cried, which art thou, or shade, or real man? He answered me, not man, man once I was, and both my parents were of Lombardy, and Mantuans by country, both of them. So Puglio was I born, though it was late, and lived at Rome under the good Augustus during the time of false and lying gods. A poet was I, and I sang that just son of Anchises, who came forth from Troy, after that Ilium the superb was burned. But thou, why goest thou back to such annoyance? Why climbst thou not the mountain delectable, which is the source and cause of every joy. Now art thou that Virgilius in that fountain which spreads abroad so wide a river of speech. I made response to him with bashful forehead. Oh, of the other plots, honor and light, avail me the long study and great love that have impelled me to explore thy volume. Thou art my master and my author. Oh, thou art alone. Oh, the one from whom I took the beautiful style that has done honor to me. Behold the beast for which I have turned back. Do thou protect me from her, famous sage, she doth make my veins and pulses tremble. Be hopes to take another road, responded he, when he beheld me weeping. If from the savage place thou wouldst escape, because this beast at which thou criest out suffers not one, suffers not anyone to pass her way, but so doth harass him that she destroys him, and has a nature so malign and ruthless that never doth she glut her greedy will, and after food is hungrier than before. May any of the animals with whom she went, and more they shall be still, until the greyhound comes, who shall make her perish in her pain. You shall not feed on either earth or pelf, but upon wisdom and on love, the who twixt Feltro and Feltro shall his nation be. Of that low Italy shall he be the savior, on whose account the maid Camilla died. Eurylus, Turnus, Nisus of their owns. Through every city shall he hunt her down, until he shall have driven her back to hell, there from whence envy first did let her loose. Therefore I think and judge it for my best thou follow me, and I will be thy guide and lead thee hence through the eternal place, where thou shalt. Oh my God, I can't fucking read anymore. Where thou shalt hear the desperate lamentations, shall speak the ancient spirits disconsolate, who cry out each one for the second death, and thou shalt see those Oh, that's not the end of the first canto, but I can't make it. I can't even make it through.